Yesterday on the show, EB almost shouted that Jaden Daniels is bust proof. He whispered it.
I'm changing.
But went on to say that he's not going to miss.
Yeah, I'm changing my terminology. Bust proof was RG3. My terminology for Jaden is maybe we should make up a T-shirt. Can't miss her. He's a can't miss her.
All right.
That's what I'm going with.
We put up a poll yesterday, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and 26% agreed with you.
That
he's bust proof.
Okay.
Can't miss.
No, I'm saying can't miss her.
I know. I put your quote. My guy is not going to miss.
Yeah.
So 26%, 74% said no. And look, I said this. I lean towards Jaden being successful. He was unbelievable in college. He was drafted number two by Adam Peters for a reason. And so far, what we've seen is good. But I brought up the passes that he was making. I posited that if you had other quarterbacks there giving the script that he had in the second preseason game, they also would have gone 10 for 12. They were sideways passes. So after the show, I hit up Zach Kruger, who's a fantasy guy, but a big stats guy. We've had him on the show before. And I just sent him a text, and he sent me a nugget about average depth of target, which he had tweeted about. And I just tweeted at Junks Radio a couple of graphs. So this is just based on the preseason, and he's got a couple of stats there for all the rookie quarterbacks. You can compare how they've done. One of the categories is big-time throw percentage. Last year, we spent a lot of time. You would bring it up a lot because Sam Howell actually had a lot of big-time throws.
Mm-hmm.
So far in the preseason, amongst the rookies, Drake May actually leads in big-time throw percentage at 13.3%. Jaden's kind of in the middle at 6.7%. He's really only had the one, right?
Yeah, I would say he's only had the one, but he's basically played a quarter.
But the thing which I was talking about yesterday is a statistic he's got there called ADOT, average depth of target.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not air yards, but basically the same thing. Caleb Williams is at 11.9 yards for his average depth of target.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May, 8.7 yards. Jaden Daniels is at 5.5. And then if you take away the one pass to De'Ami Brown, it's 2.9 yards.
Mm-hmm.
For every other pass, besides that one deep pass, you don't take it away. It was a great pass, great ball location, everything. But it was just 2.9 yards. And that's why, like, I just don't want to get too excited about the preseason work. And then I didn't ask him for this, and we're going to have Ian Harditz on the show at 8:20. And he has a lot of takes about Cliff Kingsbury. But one of the things about Kingsbury's offense in Arizona, and you pointed to some really positive stats, but it maybe makes you pause on expectations. During his 4 years at Arizona, in terms of the passing game, the average completed pass was 5.3 yards, 31st in the NFL. It is a short passing, at least that's what he's done, it is a short passing game from Cliff Kingsbury.
But who cares if he gets up in the top 10 in offense?
If that happens.
Right. I mean, he was averaging 26 points a game by the end of his tenure.
Yeah.
Give me 26 points
and
a game. I don't care how you do it. And I think that's a trend in the league is shorter passes. Maybe his are shorter than others. I put no stock in Jaden's 2.6 average depth of target minus the De'Ami thing. The guy's had like four series of football. No stock in it.
The other thing.
Zero.
To look at, which we talked about before the draft, is Zach's a big believer in sack to pressure ratio. And when you look at Jaden Daniels' numbers coming out of college, they're really high. And people who are that high generally don't succeed in the NFL. Like the only guys higher than him and guys drafted in the first three rounds for the last 10 years, Hendon Hooker, Malik Willis, and Will Levis.
But I think Lamar's number was similar, I think, coming out. If I remember correctly, he was similar.
The other guys who are above 20%. Now Jaden was at 24.5%.
Because I think Lamar was like around 20.
The other guys who are successful do include Joe Burrow is on the list, and then Lamar. They're kind of the only
guys who succeeded
out of 19 quarterbacks.
I can't remember exactly what, but I remember Keim looked into each of the sacks, and he kind of indicated that it was a product of him being such a runner more than it was him just being unaware and like how legitimately, I think it was a real issue.
He would run into sacks.
Was kind of unaware of the pressure around him. Like his pocket awareness was suspect. There's no doubt about it. And it became obvious. I don't think that's Jaden's deal as much. Like he's scrambling to get out of the way and maybe he's getting tackled, you know, before he gets back to the line of scrimmage and it's a sack.
There's part of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Look, I wouldn't bet on him being unsuccessful because of these things. And I definitely have been impressed by the little amount of work we saw, but you're getting so fired up. And I'd just like to put it in perspective. And then Zach also sent me a text. One of his buddies sent him just a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
A couple seasons ago, there was a guy in the preseason who, tell me if this is good, his first ever preseason, and he was a starter. Completed 87% of his passes, threw for 199 yards, had 3 touchdown passes, had 5 drives that resulted in 5 touchdowns.
Kenny Pickett or something?
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. He's so much more talented than Kenny Pickett.
Well,
but it's just,
yeah, of course.
The point is, you got to keep it in perspective.
I'm not kidding. There's not literally one stat. What do you mean keep it in perspective? I'm using my eyeballs. I've got one stat I could point to that says anything. I'm looking at with my eyeballs are going, this guy's going to hit. I love it. I love what I see. This guy's going to hit. He's going to be successful.
Fields, if you watch Justin Fields in the preseason, he's put up great preseason numbers. You think this guy's going to be a star.
Justin Fields is like, he's a weird case because he does show moments where he looks like a star, especially with the running. And there are moments where I feel like Justin Fields, if you would just work with him, he could be. Like, he has star potential.
But it hasn't translated.
Not consistently enough. Not consistently enough.
His preseason dominance hasn't translated into regular season success.
I'm not talking about preseason. I'm talking about Justin Fields, I think, against us.
Sure, he had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, he has star potential. He hasn't been able to do it consistently, in my opinion. Jaden, I just think, is just a much more polished passer than Fields.
This is the only thing you can really compare it to because Kingsbury's only been a head coach one other time in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay? But he was running the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2019, we talked about it.
Yep.
When he's with the Cardinals.
That's Kyler's rookie season.
Right. So now he's got another rookie quarterback. But Kyler Murray that year, in his rookie year in 2019, was 9th in the league in pass attempts.
Mm-hmm.
So top 10. The next year in 2020, COVID year, but 2020, he was 7th. So he had 542 attempts in 19. He had 558 in 2020. In 21, he went down to 19. But
what did he throw for in those first 2 years? Did he hit 4,000?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
JP thinks they're 2-yard passes. That's why he's saying that.
I'd have to. I'll go back and look and see what the actual stats are. But in 2021, it went down to 19th in pass attempts because that's when James Conner came in. They got him from the Steelers.
Right.
So they started running the ball. There was more balance. So he mm-hmm. was passing the ball a lot more in the first couple of years when they had Kenyon Drake. And once they got Conner, they started to balance it out a little bit more. And that's when they went to the playoffs. So there was a more balanced attack. Kyler Murray was still good, but he wasn't throwing the ball as much. In those years, 2019, he threw for, well, just short, 37-25 his rookie year, and 39-71 in 2020. And then that went down a little bit, a couple hundred yards in 21. But again, he with a rookie quarterback, he was throwing the ball.
Sure.
And then when he got a legit running back, and we'll see if that's Robinson this year, there was more of a balance, and it was a better offense. So,
like I said yesterday, when we were talking about kind of the history thing, which annoys EB, that historically one of these guys may hit and the rest of them bust.
Well, I just think
there's
that
also
that's
the middle, right? Like, I brought up Kyler Murray as the middle. Like, I wouldn't say he's a bust, but he's also, he hasn't reached the heights of what you expect for a number one pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I would agree. He's like an okay.
Well, he threw a bunch of picks. He got sacked a bunch in that rookie year. He had 50 sacks. So hopefully Jaden Daniels isn't getting sacked 50 times this year. But and he was throwing picks. He had 12 in the first couple of years, but he cut that down. And then, of course, Kyler Murray, what was his main strength?
Running.
Then you got Daniels can do that, and he's a bigger guy. So I would just kind of wait and see. The average yards per attempt, per target, whatever, you also have to have receivers that get open downfield where those numbers go up.
You have to have a line that protects you. There's so many factors.
Look, so if he's got receivers that are getting open downfield, those numbers are going to go up. But he might not have that this year.
My point generally is You may be right. Can't miss. And I said I'm leaning towards him being successful, but you're also a little over your skis after two little preseason games.
I'm just
and with one deep pass. Like, my whole point is, like, if I'd seen him slicing and dicing a defense, I'd be impressed. Listen, and he's going to have to do that. There's going to be third and 14s. It's not always going to be just throw out a flare pass that a guy runs for 5 yards.
Listen, I just think I have a unique eye for talent. Do you ever go
your
to
a unique
like,
eye for talent that thought Sam Howell was going to be successful, that thought Carson Wentz was going to be successful?
I was cautiously optimistic on both those. I wasn't over my skis like I am with it, like way over, like over enthusiastic. I fought for him. But if you go to the tape, I said 51-49. Even Wentz, I said 51-49. It is dicey because his performance had fallen apart. But you ever go to a basketball court and you just right away you see the best player on the court? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I go to the lacrosse field. I could go and I go, well, that's the best player on the field. It takes me 2 seconds.
He should be. He's the number 2 pick.
I'm looking at the play and I'm going, that kid's not going to miss. That's all I'm doing. And that's why I don't like the whole history says this is going to happen. Well, that doesn't mean jack.
JP's planning for third and 14, so there's maybe one or two of them a game.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it like that kid could play. You could see it. It's obvious. It's jumping out at you. I think he's going to hit. That's all I'm saying. I don't know about DVOA. I don't know about all this other S that people are saying. I just said, look at that kid. That kid could play. He's going to hit.
Can you imagine what the Monday after the Tampa game is going to be like if he goes 18 for 25 for 275 yards and a couple touchdowns? This guy's going to go crazy.
No, I mean that's
the town's going to go crazy.
He's going to go nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
not if they're 3 yard flares.
But especially if they win,
you're good. Listen, like you know it when you see it. That's all. You know it when you see it. And I thought for how
I just
like,
haven't seen it yet. I saw one good pass.
I said right off the pass, shut him down. I'm seeing enough.
The Diami pass.
Yeah, it's literally true. Go to my Twitter. As soon as he did, I said, I've seen enough. Shut him down. I don't know. Well, you ask college coaches. They go to fields right away. They say they could tell who the players are. It takes them 2 minutes. I'm just telling him, looking at this kid, I'm going.
I'm not smiling at you. You're entertaining me. I think JP, lack of a better phrase, is being a bit of a hater of this segment because Jaden hasn't done anything to make you think that
otherwise.
He's playing, otherwise, I mean, you can find stats to support any argument. And JP's great at that. So that's his specialty.
Yeah, but I'm not citing any stats.
So far, practice and the games, Jaden's passing all the tests.
Yeah.
I concur with that. I'm just saying, pump the brakes a little bit. We really haven't seen anything.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying he's going to the Pro Bowl.
But it's not a stretch to bet on Jaden Daniels. He was the number 2 pick.
Yeah, but
it's not like you're betting
picks
on a fifth rounder.
I know. Number 2 picks bust all the time, a la Zach Wilson. I mean, where was Cade McNown picked? 7, 8, 9, something like that? You know, the high picks bust all the time. We know that. I'm just saying he looks the part to me. Jason, you go to a basketball court, you see who the ballers are. You could just tell. He just looks to me. I don't have stats to prove it. I just know, friggin' eyeballs.
I just know that the game is gonna get a lot harder in the regular season because he's gonna be going against coordinators that are game planning for him, unlike now in the preseason, and he's going against better players.
For sure. But I'm
not saying he's gonna fail. I'm just saying it's gonna get harder and it's not gonna look that easy. Right now it looks a little easy for him.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's gonna tear up the league and be Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying he's gonna hit. And I, like you said, I think barring injury, he's going to get better every year. And watch out by year 3 or 4. Watch out. Might really have something
Good.
By year 3 or 4. But I think he's going to prove.
Well, this town needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This town needs it. No doubt.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We'll talk more about Cliff Kingsbury's offense with Ian Harditz, who has some great nuggets about Cliff Kingsbury and what to expect from this offense. That's coming up at 820 here on The Fan.